Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new section, Babun fil Iqtisadi fil Ibadah, the chapter on moderation in worship. And we explained that even in deen also, a person doesn't go into any type of extreme. He doesn't go into one extreme where he starts doing excessive ibadat to such an extent now that he starts getting so tired that he can't manage. For example, a person decides that the whole night he wants to stay up in ibadat, he doesn't sleep. So now that has an effect on his physical health, on his mental condition, etc. And how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday the hadith we did, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that, inni akhshakum wa adqakum lillah. That as far as taqwa is concerned, as far as khashyat is concerned, I have got the most amount of taqwa. I have got the most amount of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet I sleep and I pray. Yet I fast and some days I don't fast. And I also get married. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this got nothing to do with taqwa, where a person goes into extremes. Actually, taqwa is where a person is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what happens, as we see in today's hadith, when a person goes into extremes, so what happens is he makes it difficult for himself, and sometimes shaitan uses these extremes now, where a person goes excessive, to tell him that deen is too hard. You can't practice on deen, leave it all together. But this is a ploy of shaitan. He thinks he's doing something good by going excessive, but then shaitan plays on his mind and tells him that this is something very, very difficult. How can you keep up with this? So then makes it difficult and he leaves deen altogether. So this is some ploy of shaitan. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you should only do what you are capable of doing. Allah ta'ala does not become tired of rewarding you as you become exhausted. You'll get exhausted, you'll get tired, but Allah ta'ala does not get tired. One other thing we should keep in mind is that when a person takes a rest also, I mentioned this before, that when a person takes a rest with the niyat that he is going to get up and do ibadat, that even his resting also becomes ibadat, his sleeping also becomes ibadat. So this niyat is such an important thing. So a person shouldn't feel that just taking a rest, sleeping, having a nap is against shariat, against deen. So long as the person's niyat is right, he's getting rewarded even for his sleep, as though he is standing up in tahajjud, because his niyat is such that I'm having this rest so that I could wake up for tahajjud salat. Today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, halakal mutanatti'un, qalaha thalathan. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who impose undue hardships upon themselves will be destroyed. Mutanatti'un means those that impose it upon themselves. One is Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a person's life is difficult, it's hard naturally. If this is from Allah Ta'ala's side, then the person hasn't imposed it upon himself. But where Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for a person, now deliberately he tries and makes it difficult, thinking that this is part of deen to make things difficult for himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, halakal mutanatti'un. These people have destroyed themselves. How they destroyed? What Allah Ta'ala has made easy, they made it difficult upon themselves. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this 3 times. Our elders in Akabir in Tabligh, normally they give an example of soda water. They say, don't ever be like soda water. Soda water, when a person happens to shake it and then he opens it, he'll find the thing will fizz out with a high pressure. And then afterwards, completely flat, completely dead. So this is what happens when a person, he pushes himself to extremes that he can't manage. Initially, he'll be seeming like he's doing a lot, but very shortly, this person will be completely flat like that soda water. Absolutely no gas left in this person, no energy left in this person, no enthusiasm left in this person to do anything good. And one more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, inna deena yusrun, walo yushaddu deenu illa ghalabahu, fashaddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرُوحَةِ وَشَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّلْجَةِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Islam is easy. One who imposes upon himself undue hardships in dini matters, they will overwhelm him. He imposes on himself undue hardships in dini matters, this will overwhelm him. Sometime over a period of time, this will now become very difficult for him. He'll give it up. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, they will overwhelm him. So follow the middle part. Do as much as you can Rejoice over the rewards of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala is giving you. Be happy that if I do a certain action, Allah Ta'ala will give me a reward for it. Be happy about it and seek to utilize a portion of the morning and evening and latter portion of the night in worship. At the same time, whilst understanding the deen is easy, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also giving targhib that the morning, evening, the latter part of the night, use it to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go to another extreme now. One is a mutashaddid, the person makes it very difficult, and the other is a mutasahil, person who goes very, very relaxed. So relaxed now that he doesn't even exert himself even a little bit to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One or two examples that ulama give where a person makes it difficult for himself. It is a cold day, it's a cold morning. Allah ta'ala has blessed this person with hot water, but deliberately he says, no, I would make wuzu in cold water. So he's making it difficult for himself. Shariat is not asking a person, there's no extra reward for imposing it upon himself. Yes, if a person doesn't have hot water and now he makes it cold water, he's going to get rewarded for it. But Allah ta'ala has blessed him with that warm water, and deliberately he goes and he makes cold water. He has a bath, for example, he makes wuzu deliberately in that cold water. There's no extra reward for imposing hardship upon oneself. Or another example that sometimes is given is, it's a very hot day. Person has got a fan. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a fan or an air condition. Now he doesn't use it deliberately. He says, no, I want to bring mujahada on myself. I want to make it difficult. Now he starts perspiring. He starts sweating. And sometimes it happens. People don't even realize. They're thinking they're making mujahada upon themselves. They're actually putting others around them in so much of taklif. The family are there. They can't manage also in that heat. They can't manage. It's difficult for them. Or sometimes the person has got cold water there. It's a hot day. He says, no, I'm going to drink hot water, mujahada. So in all these things, ulama explained, these are not things or matters of deen. He's imposing it upon himself. He's making it difficult for himself. He shouldn't do that. Rather, he should even drink that cold water. He should utilize that fan. He should utilize that warm water on a cold day. And then he should make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This year is more rewarding than making things difficult. How beautiful our deen is. Allah ta'ala has made it so easy. We make sometimes things difficult for ourselves. So therefore Rasulullah SAW started this hadith by saying, Inna deena yusrun. Deen is easy. To choose the middle path and continue. This way you will help yourself and you make it easier for yourself to continue with istiqamat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.